Fran fam, what's going on? Listen, before we start this podcast episode, I have a very, very small favor to ask of each and every single one of you guys. I appreciate the support that all of you have been showing for the podcast up until this point, but we want to try and get these episodes out to as many people as possible. And how we do that on the audio side is by leaving a review and dropping a 5-star rating. So if you've been a consistent listener of the pod, please, before we get this episode started, it only takes a couple of seconds, leave a review. It could be a 2-word, 3-word, 4-word review, or just leave a rating. Do something to get the word out so that we can get the Marvin Francois Show to more listeners moving forward. Outside of that, love you guys, appreciate the support, but without further ado, let's get into this episode.
Everything that we're doing is in collaboration with AI, and that shaves off time, expenses, you know, all of this, so that we can go from idea to execution in record time. So I created sales copy for a complete funnel. We had a team meeting. We said, this is what we're going to do. I said, okay, I'm going to spend the next hour creating all the sales copy, the email copy, the retargeting campaigns, the copy for all of the ads, you know, done in 48 minutes, sent it over to the team that put the sales copy up on the page, and we're good to go. And the campaign is launched by the end of the day, which would have taken 30 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Marvin Francois Show, your number one source for all things business, finance, and investing. And today, is a very special day because our guest today is an entrepreneur, investor, public speaker, educator, and AI expert extraordinaire. She's the CEO of AI Innovision, where she helps organizations leverage artificial intelligence to drive efficiency, innovation, and profitability. With over 2 decades of experience, she's gone from building online businesses in the dot-com era to being named one of J.P. Morgan and Chase's top 100 women to know in America in 2024. And whether she's speaking on TEDx stages, training Fortune 500 executives, or showing entrepreneurs how to collapse time with AI, her mission remains the same: to equip business leaders, families, and communities alike with the tools needed to thrive in an AI-powered future. And today, she's here to do more of the same. Ladies and gentlemen, from Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm here with the one, the only, my good friend, Miss Alicia Little. What's going on? How are you?
Talk about an introduction. I love it.
Listen, when you have the best of the best, you better have an introduction. You better not come at all.
You did great with it. You did great.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
100%.
So thank you so much.
Most definitely. I have been watching you from afar online, and I said, oh my goodness, she's incredible. And then I watch you speak in person. I'm like, she's even more incredible. And now I have you on a platform. So I know this is going to be a very special interview for me because, you know, I got some questions about artificial intelligence. And I know my audience does as well. But, man, thank you for coming on. And I'm looking forward to what's going to be a jam-packed episode.
Hey, It will be. I'm ready.
She's ready to go. This is good. So obviously, yeah. I know who you are, right? But I want, for the few people who are watching who are unfamiliar, I want to get them familiar. So for those who don't know, who exactly is Alicia Little?
What a question. So I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur now for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm all in on AI. But before this, I was doing digital marketing and teaching other entrepreneurs how to really launch and scale an online business. And in that process of teaching them how to do that, I stumbled upon AI, which is something that we're like, okay, we've got to put AI into everything. And then when I really saw, in 2022, when I really saw like ChatGPT came on the scene and how exciting it was, I pivoted from having a marketing agency to just going all in on AI. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and mm-hmm. I love Atlanta. And I'm just really enthusiastic about artificial intelligence and how all of us can leverage it. We just need to know what tools to use and how to do it and the use cases for ourselves.
I love it. You mentioned just now that before getting to space, you had a marketing agency. So let's go back a bit. Sure. To give the people some context. What were some of your earliest memories of entrepreneurship before you became the woman that we see sitting on this couch here today?
Well, that's taking us way back to childhood.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you how far back that's taking us back to childhood. And so growing up, I was always, you know, the kid, along with my sister, my younger sister, Lorette, who we were always starting businesses. We were always doing something. We read this book called The Babysitter's Club.
Okay.
I think I was 11 years old. And it talked about, you know, the girls in the book created a flyer and passed it around the neighborhood. And they started a dog sitting business and a house sitting business. So we did the exact same thing, passed it around the neighborhood, made flyers with markers, and we got our first clients. And so we started, you know, running that business. And then we would make bracelets and sell it at the local park. And we would just do all of these entrepreneurial things that really, you know, inspired us mm-hmm. and motivated us and got us excited. So the entrepreneurship comes from childhood. And my mom's side is from Guyana. Mm-hmm. And in Guyana, my grandfather had a shop. And when he moved to Canada, he had the first Caribbean store in Canada. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we just come from a line of entrepreneurs that just makes things really, it's inspiring for us and we love doing it.
So business is essentially, it's always been in your blood. You've always been around it. It's always been sprinkled around somewhere there, right? How do we go from the early hustle and bustle of just, you know, experimenting with all these different hustles to now getting into the marketing agency? How does that transition happen?
Sure. So I got into the marketing agency I was doing some speaking and there was a video on YouTube of me speaking about turning passions into profits. Mm-hmm. And somebody saw this and asked if I would speak in Jamaica as a keynote speaker at an event. And so I went and I taught in Jamaica and I was teaching the businesses. There were 200 businesses in the room. Mm. And I was teaching them how to use social media. This was back in 2013.
Okay.
How to use social media to really build your business. And I was showing them some really cool things that we can't really do now, but back then it was like an open space to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so the businesses that were in that room, they were like, I need you. I will pay you. Like, what do you want mm-hmm. to be able to do social media for our business? So I actually made the move to Jamaica and opened up a digital marketing agency there and started servicing clients. So auto dealerships, banks, insurance companies, those sorts of businesses. And that's how our digital marketing agency was born. And I just remember on the first day that I said, okay, business is open. I had 1,000-square-foot office and it was just me and my laptop sitting there doing all of this work. And I really had to, I used my sister's expertise in outsourcing and we figured out how to, you know, really hire other people to do the work and really build this agency out. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until we really went all in on artificial intelligence that we told all of our clients, sorry, we're not doing this type of work anymore. We're only doing this type of work. So we're only doing teaching and training in artificial intelligence. But I started in entrepreneurship way back in the year 2000. Mm. And back then, my now ex-husband had sat down with me and said, you know, I want to take the knowledge that I have and sell it online. And this mm-hmm. is the year 2000. So we both looked into it and figured out a way to sell, you know, courses online. Yeah. And actually people were buying the course and I was printing it in my basement and making CDs in the basement and shipping it out. Mm-hmm. I was in college at the time and our business did $500,000 in the first year. Mm. And I was like, what is this internet thing? I love it. And the clients were, you know, asking for more. What's your next course? What's mm-hmm. the next thing you guys are putting out? So that's the start of this passion for really tech and internet-based business.
So you come into the space. First off, any business where you're getting asked to speak in Jamaica is a business I want to be a part
of. I'm like, yes, yeah, I will go.
Absolutely. Sunshine and profits, you got me. I'm all in, right? You start this business in the marketing space and start venturing more into digital marketing. Years are passing, you're growing in success. Where does the entry point into artificial intelligence now start to happen? Yeah.
So in 2017, I was invited to speak at an event called Walmart Tech Live. So it's Walmart's tech event, but it's mm-hmm. internal only to their employees. So I was excited to be there. And the speaker in front of me was 15 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I'm like 15 years old. I was not thinking about being on stage when I was 15.
Right.
But he was talking about AI and he was talking about a tool called IBM Watson. Mm-hmm. So an AI tool. And he showed how it beat the nation's best Jeopardy champions in a game of Jeopardy. And this artificial intelligence tool won the $1 million in the Jeopardy championship. Mm. And that happened in 2011. And this was 2017. I'm watching it. I was like, where have I been? How come I didn't know this? And I was just totally taken aback by how you see the two guys and the AI tool in the middle and the AI tool answering the questions as if it is a human and winning Jeopardy. And in the beginning, it was kind of slow and was getting it wrong. And then it was like, boom, and you could see it kick in.
Right.
And it was winning and getting all the questions. So that's when I really started looking into what is this AI thing and I need it in my business and what I'm delivering to clients. Mm. So we started using tools with AI in it. And we started seeing tools like Jasper and Writer that came out. And then one of my clients, Angie Norris, she called me when the day ChatGPT came out. And she was like, I know you're showing us these AI tools, but this one is better and you're going to love it. And I didn't pay attention on day one. And she called me back on day two. And she's like, stop everything you're doing because mm-hmm. I know you'll love this more. So I did. I stopped everything I was doing. I played around with it, wasn't getting great results. I was like a generic robotic, but I was like, I'm going to lock the doors. I went into just a 2-week sabbatical. I canceled everything that was on my calendar and I went all in to learn ChatGPT. And really, how do I train this tool? And using what I knew from other AI tools, like how do I really get the most out of ChatGPT?
Yeah.
And when I figured it out and started showing it to other people, everybody was like, I need this in my life. Can you show me more?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how game-changing it was for our business. And then everyone that I was teaching it to was like, I need this, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the pivot and said, you know what? I'm going to go all in on being an AI trainer, speaker, and consultant. And, you know, my staff was afraid at first because I was like, we need to have a meeting. I'm all in on AI. So everybody thought they were losing their jobs.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, we're shifting and we're gonna make a pivot.
Right.
And it was a risk at the time because this is 2022. We don't know, is it really gonna catch on?
Right.
But I was like, there's no way this can't really catch on. And
right.
This is not just some AI tool. We're about to step into an AI revolution. And that's the time we're in right now. This is an AI revolution.
Yeah, we definitely can see it very, very clearly.
Yeah.
We're definitely in an AI revolution. You said something key there because you talked about the fear that was around the pivot because
sure.
I'm sure even for you to a certain degree, it's like, okay, is this just a trend that's here today and gone tomorrow? Is this, you know, we're stepping into the next phase of what's happening in the space of business
right.
and economic society and beyond? Was there a specific moment that you can think back to where you knew for sure, like, okay, no, this, what we're walking into right now is something, and when we talk about artificial intelligence, is going to be bigger than life itself? Was it a series of moments that you could think back to at all?
Yeah. Well, I remember when ChatGPT released their data of how many users they had, and it was so, like, the amount of users that they built so quickly was just record-breaking numbers.
Mm.
And then I was scheduled to speak at two events in January of 2023. So Lamar Tyler had an event, Onyx Singhal had an event. And I told both of them, like, I'm not talking about the topic that you want me to talk about. I'm talking about AI.
Mm-hmm.
So Lamar had said to me, he's like, you still have to talk about traffic, but you can sprinkle some AI in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 1 minute of traffic and 45 minutes of AI. But the audience loved it. I mean, one lady in the audience got up and took off her shoe and she was about to throw it at me
on
stage.
She took off her shoe?
Yes, my sister got it on video. And so I talked to her after and she was like, I was mad because I spent all this money doing what you showed me AI could do and it did it in 3.5 minutes. She was like, I was happy and I was mad at the same time.
Mm.
And I saw the audience's reaction. And after I left, people were coming up to me saying, how do I do this again? Can it also write email? Can it write copy?
Right.
It was transformational for the, it was like 1,200 entrepreneurs in the room. And everybody was just so into it. It told me that I was on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to this event called the Board of Experts and I taught there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the name Queen of AI came from, a lady in the audience. And she kept saying it and everybody kept saying it because I was showing back then how to create AI agents and how to clone yourself. And this was in the early stages, 2023, and everybody was just so interested in it. And all the entrepreneurs that started using it and really integrating it had just game-changing results. And that's when I knew that the passion for it from the people that I were teaching, that I was teaching, was so great that I had to keep going.
I love it. I love it. And obviously, we can see it on the back of the laptop, Queen of AI.
Yes.
Not self-proclaimed, definitely earned because of the impact you've had in this space. So let's unpack it then, right? Because obviously we're here to talk about artificial intelligence. And for me, I think the reason why I was so excited to have this sit down is because I want to simplify understanding AI for business owners down to the nitty gritty, to where it's, if you feel like AI is this tall mountain, before you sat down and watched this episode, by the end, you're like, oh, I could do this. Not only can I do it, but why haven't I been doing it already? Because it could change everything for me. So if I'm a business owner and I'm watching this sit down with myself and with you, what's the first step that I need to take to start leveraging artificial intelligence in my business today?
Yeah. So the first step that you need to take is actually thinking about those things in your business that take up a lot of your time. So maybe it's different tasks that take up a lot of your time. And you ask yourself the question, if I could have an AI solution for this, would it make a difference in my business? The answer is always yes, by the way. So you're like, okay, if I take 3 hours to write a press release after every episode so that I put that press release out after my podcast episode. It takes me 3 hours. If AI can do it in 5 minutes, is that transformational for me and my time and also for my business? Would I write more podcasts? Would I put out more press releases? You know, that sort of thing. So that's the first step. Mm. And then the next step is really saying, oh, like, who do I wish that I had on my team? Mm. I wish I had a copywriter on my team. I wish I had a social media caption content writer on my team. I wish I had a press release writer on my team. So you start to make your wish list of all these team members. I wish I had a business coach. Mm. And then you can create those team members with AI to really complete your team so that you can launch, grow, and scale, even as a solopreneur, like a one person. You know, there's a lot of thought leaders out there now that are saying that there will be solopreneurs, one-person entrepreneurs, or entrepreneurs with a small team that will make millions and millions of dollars because they're leveraging artificial intelligence. And so we're seeing that come to life. We're seeing people do such amazing things, build software tools without even knowing how to code and selling it to the public, you know, building products and flipping them for great money. Like, there's so much that's happening now. It's mm-hmm. transformational. And we can do things now that we didn't think was possible before. We can do things now that we said, oh, I wish I could, you know, have a jingle for my business, mm-hmm. but I can't spend the $700 to hire the jingle writer and then put somebody in the studio to sing it. Mm. Well, now you can do it with one sentence. You can write a jingle for your business. So those things that we wish, the people that we wish we had on our team, the things that we wish we could get done faster and more efficiently, like, we can now say, okay, AI can do these things for us. But you have to identify them first.
Leah, let's jump into that, because sure. I want to be able to talk about some of the different tools that every entrepreneur, if you're really trying to get understanding and leverage AI the right way, that every AI tool that a business owner is watching right now needs, needs in their business right now. So if you're, for the people that you helped with before, what are some of the major tools that we can start implementing today, and how do we go about leveraging them to the highest degree?
Sure, sure. So let's start off with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Most widely known AI tool out there. You should get it.
Yeah.
So, and then the most important thing when you have ChatGPT is knowing how to properly set it up. So, like, your settings to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. So that's ChatGPT. And we can come back and I can show you how to do that.
Awesome.
With ChatGPT, because ChatGPT can do so many things and is changing so rapidly with the improvements. If there's one tool that you should keep on top of, it's that one. Mm. I also love Claude.ai for creating content.
One.
Yeah, it's a great one for creating content. And then we all need Perplexity.ai. And when you start using Perplexity, you will never Google again. Like, Google is dead when you start using Perplexity, because Perplexity can do that Google search that you would normally do. But instead of you, like, reading all these pages to come up with your own answer, it goes through the results, creates the answer for you, and then gives you sources after every answer so that you can verify the information that comes back. And then you can even see the steps that it went to find that information. It's like if you were Googling but spent the 2 hours to go through the first pages and then type up your answer and then, you know, source it back to where it came from. It does it all for you. So for market research and for what we call Googling, we use perplexity.ai. And then the different tools become the use case of the business. Not every business is the same. Not every business has the same goals or the same needs, but I love gamma.app for creating presentations. Most of us create presentations, pitch decks, that sort of thing. Gamma.app is a game changer for that. I love 11labs.io when it comes to, like, voice cloning, creating your audiobook, creating AI music. They just released their upgraded AI music version, and it's amazing. It really is amazing. So we use that for our live events and for our Zoom events. I could keep going on and on.
Well, I mean, I see you got this laptop open.
Yeah.
And I know it's not.
Should we start with ChatGPT?
Let's go. Let's go into the tools, because I'm visual. I'm sure you are, and the people at home are as well. So, because I may be a novice in ChatGPT, and I don't even know it. And there's other tools you mentioned I didn't even know existed. So let's go tool by tool and really break this thing down for individuals so they understand all the different nooks and crannies that go into leveraging these tools to grow their business? We could start with ChatGPT.
Okay. And as I start with ChatGPT, I want to start with the settings because I want people to be very comfortable with using it so they know how to set up their privacy and security settings. You're good with that?
Of course.
And I want you to do this for your account as well.
Let's do it. Also, to make sure, we are recording this screen right now.
Correct.
All right, let's do it. So I'm even changing on mine in real time. Let's go.
Let's do it. So you're going to click at the bottom left-hand corner, and that's as of this recording. Things change so fast every
Correct.
Day. So follow me as much as you can. So bottom left-hand corner, mm-hmm. and you're going to click on settings.
I'm here.
So once you're in your settings, I want you to look for data controls.
I'm here.
Right? So in data controls, at the top, it says improve the model for everyone. Is yours turned on or off?
So mine says chat training. So this is interesting. I don't know if it's because I'm mobile, but okay.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's like training the model. So you want to turn that off.
Interesting. So
When it is on, it says that the data and the content that you're putting into ChatGPT can be used to train its models. And that means that it can be put into ChatGPT's cloud. Like it can be held by ChatGPT. And there might be a possibility that it could be then spit back out as an answer to someone else.
Ooh.
So you want to make sure that you have that settings off. But for everyone, it's defaulted to on. So if your button is green right now and defaulted to on, you want to turn it off. Mm-hmm. And to turn it off, you turn it off there. And that includes your audio recordings and your voice recordings. Let's keep it private and not let them use it to train
Very important.
Yeah, very okay. important. And then the second thing that you need to do, because you're doing such amazing work in ChatGPT,
come on.
We have to turn on multi-factor authentication.
Okay.
So with when this is on, you'll have to set up an authenticator, like your authenticator app, which could be Google Authenticator, which
right.
is the one I like using, so that it sets up that two-factor multi-factor authentication. So it makes it harder for a scammer, a naughty person that's trying to get into your account to get into your account, because they'd have to have your phone and
right.
the authenticator app. And you, if you're trying to get in on a different device, you'd have to go through the same authentication
right.
process to get in. So you never want someone to have access to your ChatGPT account.
Right.
So you want to set those up. So those are the two settings that I want to make sure that everybody has. And if you're a business owner, let's click on account real quick. For all business owners, we click on manage and change plan. Mm. And I want you to change your plan to a business plan.
Okay.
Right? And then click on get team. And so it costs $25 a month mm-hmm. for you to buy ChatGPT for your team members, mm-hmm. but they'll get better access, a better use of ChatGPT, but it also has business level security on it.
Mm.
And it defaults to that. If they're using ChatGPT for your business,
mm-hmm.
whatever they're typing into it, you don't have to worry. Did they put the data controls in the right place?
Yeah.
ChatGPT is like, this is for business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to protect the business by saying, anybody on this account, your information will not be used to train the models.
Awesome.
Okay? So
awesome.
That's the tip for business owners. So let's go back to settings, and I want to click on one other place, and that's personalization.
Okay.
So inside of personalization, it has this memory function right here. So you can see it says reference, save memories, reference chat history.
Yes, ma'am.
So this means ChatGPT has a memory. Everything that you are working on in ChatGPT, when this is on, it's saved in its memory so that it can recall it for future sessions.
Mm.
So let's say you're working on a project and you stopped working on it a month ago. You could definitely search ChatGPT to find it. I'll show you that. So on the sidebar, it has the search button and you can search chats.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then it will just pull up the chats in a list and you have to pick which one you want to go to. But if you use the memory feature, you can ask ChatGPT to recall something that it did for you a while ago, and it will pull it back up and recall that.
Mm-hmm.
And it can summarize it for you and that sort of stuff. So
Perfect.
That's a really important function that people love. And then the last part about it, so we're going to go back to settings mm-hmm. and then in personalization, and where it says custom instructions,
mm-hmm.
this is how you want ChatGPT to write. So
okay.
have you noticed that sometimes I'm sure you've gotten emails, you've seen posts on social media, and you're like, I know they wrote that with ChatGPT.
Fact.
It is so obvious.
Yes.
It sounds like ChatGPT.
Yes.
Everybody sounds like ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to personalize it so that it can speak in your style and tone.
Gotcha.
Okay. And to do that, at the top, what should ChatGPT call you? Put your name. What do you do? For me, I put an AI consultant. We skip down to what trait should ChatGPT have. ChatGPT says, do you want me to use a formal tone or a professional tone? Be casual or chatty. Ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
We ignore that. And in this box right here, you're putting what your style and tone is.
Mm.
So for me, I always say, you know, my style and tone is that I'm conversational and friendly. Here's how I do my transitions. I like to say, I like to use the word you to use personal connections. I guide my listener step by step. My content is solution oriented. So what is your style and tone?
Me personally?
Well, I'm just saying.
Just saying rhetorically. Okay, got you guys. Go ahead.
It's kind of hard for a lot of people to define your style and tone. It might be easy for you, but it's hard for most people to do it.
Right.
So all they have to do is go to ChatGPT, give ChatGPT some content that they've already created, either writing samples or audio samples, and ask ChatGPT to define their style and tone and put it right there. And now every time we open up a session with ChatGPT, it'll speak in your style and tone.
Beautiful.
And it will be like you talking to yourself.
Beautiful. I love it.
So this is how you turn it into a ghostwriter. And then at the bottom where it says anything else ChatGPT should know about you, this is where you have to put your bio. Mm. So ChatGPT needs to know, like, who am I working for? You're my boss. Who are you? Mm-hmm. So put your best bio right there. And then that's how you really optimize your ChatGPT. So we have security, optimization. And then when we're taking things to the next level, if we have a $20 a month account, we can click on connectors. And this is the game changer. This is where you can add like your Gmail account, your calendar, and connect different things. So ChatGPT can add things to my calendar. It can check my email, add something to my calendar, check what time slots I have available, write the email for me. I still have to copy and paste it and put it back in Gmail to send it out, but it can find what I need it to find. So for us busy entrepreneurs, it saves me a lot of time. So I can go through that and it saves me a lot of time. And that's because ChatGPT now has this agent mode. You see where it says new?
Yes, ma'am.
Agent mode. If you click on agent mode, it pulls up your connectors. And for me, I have a lot of things connected. Web search, Canva, Dropbox, Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Drive, Notion. So I have all these connected in here. So now I can ask my agent to do something like go to Notion and pull out my prompts for busy moms and give me a summary of what they are. So now I don't have to search my Notion doc, or I can tell it to look on my calendar and tell me what free time I have today, which is not a lot. So I'm like, how can I maximize my time today?
Right.
So for entrepreneurs who are like, I wish I had a VA. Well, I've used agents to schedule time on my calendar, to schedule my dog's vet appointment. It actually went to the vet's website, to the appointment scheduling page, and filled everything in.
Crazy.
And scheduled the appointment for me, and I just showed up. Didn't have to do anything. Instead of getting on the phone and spending all the time on the phone, it books my plane tickets for me. It, you know, put messages on my calendar of things to do and adds my different team members to it. Mm-hmm. So that's really a game changer for a lot of people, is the agents mode right there that you can do in ChatGPT. And then, you know, while you're here and in ChatGPT, this is the prompting box. And these are my two favorite buttons to the far right of this prompting box. So this is the dictate button, and then this is advanced voice mode.
Right.
So if you click on the dictate button, you can ask ChatGPT to do something for you without you having to type. So I don't know if you're like me, but I'd rather talk than type all day
100%.
Long. So when you're using this tool, sometimes you just want to tell it what to do, but you're like, okay, I don't know how to prompt properly.
Right.
You don't have to know how to prompt properly. You just press the dictate button and you tell ChatGPT to do something for you by just telling it to like the let me show you. It's just a transcript. It's like transcribes it for you. Okay, here we go.
Hey, business owners. Imagine being able to walk in and out of banks and starting to see approvals instead of rejections. And it's not because you changed anything with your business, but because you put your personal credit report in the position it needed to be in. Here at Takeoff Financial, our team helps business owners just like you using consumer law strategies that'll get real results in real time. We remove collections, charge-offs, late payments, evictions, delinquent student loans, along with anything else that's keeping you from getting to your funding goals. And best of all, it's completely done for you. We send the disputes, file the complaints, and do everything needed to help put you in position to access your first $50,000 to $100,000 in business credit. So if you're interested, head over to takeofffinancial.com or click the link in the description below to book a free consultation with me and my team to learn more about how we can help you get one step closer to your funding goals.
I would like for you to help me to really identify the pain points of my audience. So, I don't know, could you ask me some questions about my audience and maybe about me and my business so that you can help me identify their pain points? And I'm going to use this in sales copy, and I don't know, what are some other ways that I can use this? So you can see I was just brain dumping. I don't even have all the answers.
Right.
You don't have to have all the answers.
And it transcribes it for you.
It transcribes it for me. So that was the first thing that it did. So I didn't have to type anything. And then, don't you love how complimentary? This is a smart move. You're like, I know it's a smart move. And so it says questions about your audience. Who do you serve? Questions about you and your business. Once we have the sales copy, here's how we can use them. Pain points, here's how we can use them. Sales copy, content marketing, offers, speaking, gigs, podcasts, product development.
Crazy.
So the key then is to go back to ChatGPT and just press the microphone and answer all the questions. But because my ChatGPT has memory, watch this.
Talk to me.
Well, based on what you know about me and all the work that we've done together, I would like for you to answer all these questions for me as Alicia Little, the queen of AI. So this is when that memory function really comes into play.
Right.
Because now ChatGPT is like, yeah, you're right. I do know about you. So I can answer all of the questions for you as long as you have that memory. Right. So, all right, I'll step into your shoes and answer these questions as you, Alicia Little, the queen of AI. Let's get those pain points down. Who do you serve? I serve ambitious entrepreneurs, consultants, and small business owners. That's what you said in your introduction.
Yes, yes.
Right? Especially women of color who are hungry to grow, scale, and stand out. They're coaches, coach creators, speakers, and service-based business owners who know AI is the future but don't know how to use it. I mean, that is spot on.
As spot on as spot on can get. It's crazy.
And then, you know, it's telling me just different things. And then it's even answering the questions it asked me about me. Now it's answering the questions for me. Why do people say yes to you? Because I simplify AI and make AI fun, approachable, and actionable. That is true. So what objections do you hear the most? That is true. And this is just because I've been working with ChatGPT. So that memory function is turned on and it's now going through its memory to come up with all of this. So now it says ways to use these pain points. And I love the end. It says, this right here is your pain point playbook. We can turn this into ready-to-use blocks of copy for landing pages, emails, or even your slides. Do you want me to package these pain points into copyright frameworks like headlines, email hooks, social captions, so you could drop them straight into your marketing? I'm going to say yes. Hello. Do it. And so now it's creating my pain point frameworks for me. So here's my headlines. Tired of spending hours creating content that no one ever sees, or still confused about which AI tools actually grow your business? If you're overwhelmed by AI but don't want to get left behind, this is for you. So now it's got my email hooks. Overwhelmed by AI, you're not alone. Most entrepreneurs I meet are drowning in tools, tutorials, and expert advice. The truth? You only need a few simple AI strategies to free up your time and to grow your business faster. Right. Social captions, plug and play formula. And then as it gets to the bottom, you always look at what it's saying. Hey, we could do this. Do you want me to do this? And you're like, let's keep going. And it will keep going and keep going. Never complain. Keep going all night long.
Doesn't need to take PTO.
No, PTO.
Oh, goodness, God. Okay,
it's just like, let's keep going. Let's keep going. So now it's like, we can take these frameworks and build out full campaigns. Would you like me to draft a full sample campaign sequence, like one landing page headline, three nurture emails, and five social media posts so you could see it working together, right? And then you can take this a step further with copywriting, because I know a lot of your audience are entrepreneurs.
Yep.
They need to write sales copy. So I can say, I'd like you to write a sales copy for my next event that I have coming up. And I would like for you to write the sales copy first in the style of Myron Golden. I think he just does amazing at writing sales copy. And then I would like for you to write the sales copy in the style of Alex Hormozi. I also love his sales copy. And then I'd like for you to have Alex evaluate Myron's sales copy, have Myron evaluate Alex's sales copy, have them both talk to each other and give me a final sales copy that I can use that's going to convert well. Right? And then you press go. And so let me make sure everything's spelled perfectly. And you press go. And now ChatGPT said it's going to be fun. So Myron Golden style, your next level is waiting, but only if you're bold enough to step into it. There are two kinds of entrepreneurs this season, those who wait and those who wins. The ones who wait, they tell themselves, I'll figure it out later, maybe next year, but later never comes. And next year looks just like last year. But the ones who win, they see a window, right? And then here's Alex Hormozi style. How to use AI to grow your business faster, even if you're overwhelmed, tech challenged, or just starting out. Most entrepreneurs waste time on the wrong things. They're stuck making Canva graphics, writing posts that flop, or watching YouTube tutorials that don't move the needle. Great. Meanwhile, their competitors are scaling faster using AI. So now Alex is going to evaluate Myron's copy. Okay, Myron, I love the flow. It's inspirational. It moves people emotionally. But here's the thing. You're heavy on vision and light on specifics. Entrepreneurs want to know what they can actually get. How many hours saved? What is the outcome? You've got the transformation, but you need the tangible proof. Myron says back to Alex, brother Alex, I hear you. Your copy is sharp. It cuts through confusion, but it lacks heart. People don't just buy a process. They buy a promise. They want to know this is more than just tactics. It's about their destiny, their future, their purpose. You got the logic, but you need the spirit. So now Myron and Alex come together to create my final version of my sales copy. This is your season to scale, how to harness AI to save time, create more, and grow faster. There comes a moment when every entrepreneur faces a choice. Wait another year, hoping things will change, or step boldly into the strategies that create change. This event is that moment. Are you signing up?
I gotta sign up. So you mean to tell me instead of me having to go to Fiverr, sit down with 13 different copywriters, 13 different marketers, go back and forth on copy, cross-check, and I gotta now I gotta get a proofreader to come in less than, it took like what, 2-3 minutes, if that?
Right.
We have copy that's not only inspired by these high-level entrepreneurs that have already done the heavy lifting, but it's available like that.
Not like that.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Right. Keep going.
Here's what you'll walk away with: clarity, time freedom, systems. I'm just condensing it out. Confidence. No more guessing. No more playing small. You'll leave knowing exactly how to lead in the AI age. This isn't hype. It's proven. Entrepreneurs just like you have used these methods to free up time, attract clients, and grow their income. But beyond the tactics, this is about more than business. It's about stepping into the future with confidence instead of fear. It's about multiplying what's in your hands and walking into your next level. The choice is yours. Keep waiting or start winning. Claim your seat today before they're gone. And then you can see kind of, Alicia, now you have the Myron version, the Alex version, the hybrid version. Do you want me to expand this final into a full event page layout? And I'm going to say yes, please. And note that I am the speaker. It's, I don't know, we pick a date, September 17th, 2025 at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I'm just going to be clear. I, Alicia Little, and include my bio in the sales copy. And I'm going to, let's go. Make it amazing. Sometimes it needs a little bit of
inspiration.
Like push. Come on. Make it amazing. Exclamation marks.
This is so insane.
Got it,
Alicia.
Bro. Let's build out a full high converting event sales page using the hybrid copy style we just created. This will be polished, persuasive, and built to sell at your seats. I'll also weave in your bio so people instantly see your credibility. So headline, this is your season to scale, how to harness AI to save time, create more, grow faster. Gives us a subtitle, join Alicia Little, the queen of AI, for a transformational 3-hour hands-on event where you'll learn how to finally cut through the overwhelm, master AI tools, and step into your next level of business success. Date, time, location, the problem. Let's be real. You're tired of spinning your wheels. Hours wasted on content that no one sees. Confusion over which AI tools are worth it. That sinking feeling of being left behind while others win with AI. The truth, it's not your fault. You've been trying to figure it out all alone, juggling tools, tactics, and tutorials with no clear roadmap. But hold up. What if the missing piece wasn't more hustle, but smarter systems? The promise, what they'll get. At this event, Alicia is going to hand you the exact framework and AI strategy she uses to create 30 days of content in less than 2 hours. About your speaker, Alicia Little. Insert headshot image here in case you didn't know. Alicia Little is known as the queen of AI. She's an AI strategist, entrepreneur. Why this event matters, who this event is for, what you'll walk away with, testimonials and social proof, and the call to action. And then an FAQ section. And I'm not tech savvy. Will this work for me? Yes, Alicia is known for making AI simple, fun, and actionable, even if you've never touched these tools before. Will there be a replay? Is this just another motivational talk? So now you come back down and you click the dictate button and you tell it everything that you want to change. Like, what do you want to change on the page? And it will change the different things on the page for you.
I will never pay for another copywriter again, ever. This is insane. And this is just one way that we're able to essentially leverage.
Correct. And now I can take this. I'm like, I need you to. So let me ask ChatGPT first. Okay, looking at this, I like it. But what other information do you need to know about me or about the event to really turn this copy into the highest converting copy that I've ever used in my life? So ChatGPT, I wish it would, but it doesn't always stop and say, wait, if you tell me these 10 things about you, mm-hmm. I can make it even better. Mm-hmm. So you have to ask it, what if I gave you more information about me, how could you make it better? So do you have a name or a theme, exact offer, the format? So answer all of these questions and then you'll get even better copy. So I always tell people, have ChatGPT question you, answer those questions, and then it will integrate that for you to get an even better result.
My head is hurting. I feel like my head is spinning because it's just so many questions. Okay, so
yeah,
we have this with ChatGPT. You said something earlier that, and I don't know if we can touch on it now. You said that you mentioned another tool called Perplexity.
Perplexity.
And you said that Google is dead.
Correct.
We're talking about the greatest search engine in the history of mankind, and there is an AI tool that now puts that to rest. We have some insight around chat. How does Perplexity, now interweave into this?
Yeah. So Perplexity is, I'll just show you. So I'm just putting in something here. The growing demand for AI consultants in the U.S. and internationally and how the demand exceeds supply. So this is something I would Google search. And I was about to Google search it a while ago, being like, okay, I'm going to do a Google search for this information. But instead, you go to Perplexity instead of Google searching it. So you can see Perplexity is going to answer it. And we're going to let it do its work. Mm. But as it answers it, it's going to pull sources into the answer. It's going to have different steps. But everything that you would then go into Google and research, Perplexity is pulling out as if it was going and Googling for the answer for you. Mm. So when we use Perplexity, we like to say, okay, anything that you would Google, just test it and try Perplexity to see how you like it and then see, do you like the answers? Do you like what it pulled up, or mm-hmm. would it have been easier for you to go and Google? So, Perplexity has different features as well. It's got some deep research. So if we turned on deep research and asked it the question again, we'd get, deeper results and that sort of stuff. But here's a summary that it gave us. And so now I can also ask it, I can say, okay, can you answer that again and show me all the sources. And then we can have just, a bigger expansive knowledge on now where it's coming up with everything. And you see it pulling in all these sources. So it's pulled in 10 sources so far, and it's going to keep pulling in different sources so that it's gone and searched the web for this answer. But what I love about it is that in the answer, let's go back to the answer. At the end of every answer, do you see how it's integrated the source? You can just click on it and see where that information comes from.
Crazy.
So you can validate yourself as the human that the answer that you got back came from a great source. Right. And so that is Perplexity. And then it shows you the steps that it goes through to get to that answer. And so, you can see that it almost broke it apart into three different searches, which I never think about that in Googling. So instead of Googling that full sentence, really you should have Googled I should have Googled the smaller phrases. So just tell me about AI consulting demand in the US. Not everything, because then I'm not going to get probably the best result. But here it breaks it up. And then it provides you the answer and then pulls the sources and, gives you your research on a silver plate.
So we have one tool that can essentially eliminate our need for us to go out and get a copywriter and beyond. Another tool that essentially allows us to accelerate any research that we need to use. Now, my question is it a situation where it's, okay, I have to either use ChatGPT or Perplexity, or am I essentially creating a system where it's an and situation where it's like, no, there are certain pockets of business where you can use ChatGPT, certain pockets of business where you can use Perplexity, maybe other tools as well. Where do you stand when it comes to that?
Yeah. So, as you get more familiar with the tools, you'll see, this is a Google search I was going to do. I'll go to Perplexity instead. Could you do the same search in ChatGPT? Absolutely. It would just take longer to get the results, and you have to know how to set it up. Mm. So if we go back to ChatGPT and open up a new window and put the same search in there, now we have to do something called deep research, which now the source, it's going to go do a web search. And now it's going to do a deeper search on the web for that answer. And then it's going to ask me, you know, what do you want to know about? I'm just going to say all of the above. Just keep it simple. And then it will do some deep research. The answer that's coming back will be longer. So it will be longer and it will be a very great in-depth answer. So sometimes I'll do both. Like, why not? Why not research on ChatGPT and on Perplexity and see what comes back and which one I like the most? I do like to use Claude for content creation, but out of all the tools, Claude is the worst for doing deep research like this. So, but it's great at writing long form content. So you just have to play around with the tools and see which one you like for what task that you're trying to get done.
See, you said something that just made my ears perk up because I'm a long form guy. Yes, I love writing me some content. So Claude, I've heard you talk about Claude.
Yes.
But I've never seen it in real time. Can we dive a little bit into that?
Yeah, sure.
What is Claude?
Yeah.
How does it work? And how can we start using it for content? Because now you speak my language.
Right. So Claude does a lot of things, actually. It's got the same connectors like ChatGPT has. It can create code. You can create different tools with it, web pages, that sort of thing as well. Mm-hmm. But what I love using it for is for creating content. So I will show you an example here. We're in a new chat, but let me go to my history and we'll do something live. Perfect. Let me take this here, open up a new window. I'm going to show you a good example. So we're going to ask Claude to create an ebook for us. Mm-hmm. How many pages do you want your ebook to be?
I want my ebook to be 25 pages long.
That's too easy. Give me something.
Oh, really?
Better.
Okay. Oh, at 65.
Keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, 125.
All right, let's do it. 125 pages. 125 pages. And now we just have to give it a transcript. So I'm going to take a transcript that I have here. Just open up this one. I'm just going to copy and paste it. And really, this is from otter.ai. So Otter is a really good transcription tool. So this was a podcast that I was on. It was an hour long. I'm just going to copy the podcast. Mm-hmm. If you have it saved on your computer, you could just upload it to Claude. And it says, I will give you the transcript and then paste the transcript. You see it just like pasted as an attachment. And then I'm going to push go. And so now, Claude, it says, take this transcript from my, Alicia Little, an interview on a podcast, and transform it into a high-quality, polished ebook. Mm. Format it to include a professional table of contents, clear key takeaways, action items for each major section. Mm. Okay, I couldn't even finish reading the prompt to you, and it already started writing the book.
Yo, what are we doing? What?
So this was just an interview. You have so many interviews. How many do you have now?
I'm at 106.
That's crazy. Congratulations.
Appreciate that.
That's crazy. Imagine each of those 106 can be turned into ebooks, or you could create a master book, put in 10, and then you don't even have to ask, like, what should I call this with these 10 interviews? Put them in there and say, create a book for these 10 interviews. Each chapter is a different interview. Then give me my key takeaways in chapter 11, and give me a name for the book and a subtitle for the book and create the table of contents. So right now we're watching it create the workbook section. I asked to create reflection questions off of each section. And so, yeah, it'll write the book for us. By the time it's done, you'll have your 125 pages. And congratulations, you wrote a book.
So that means without, I didn't have to get an editor or publisher. I didn't have to do deep research. So I could use Perplexity to do the deep research, take the information from Perplexity with a transcript from a podcast that I did, bring both those things combined over to Claude.
Correct.
Create an ebook. Now, do I have to take the text in Claude and then I have to hire someone on contract on Fiverr to create the PDF, or does Claude also create the thing beyond?
So right here in Claude, you just say save as a PDF and it can save it as a PDF.
I know you lying. So I don't have to go, I don't have to leave this platform.
No. And any changes you want, you just tell it right here where it says reply to Claude. So that's like on the bottom left where it says reply to Claude. You're just like, I want chapter one change. I want this change. Tell it all the changes. It will go and change the document so that you have your final copy right here inside of. Could you copy and paste it to a Google Doc or Word and keep working on it? Absolutely. You can do that as well.
Hallelujah. In right now, as this AI is writing our book, what would you say right now for people who are still getting acclimated in space, what's the biggest mistake that you see most people who are trying to understand AI are still making in learning how to truly leverage the platform mm-hmm. that we can fix here on this podcast?
The biggest mistake people are making is thinking that they have to be a prompt engineer to really use some of these tools. They're like, oh, I don't know how to prompt properly. I can't use it. You can just, while it's working, let me just show you. To solve the problem of the biggest mistake. You ready for this one?
Let's do it.
So when you click this dictate button and you tell ChatGPT what you want, you can actually just do a complete brain dump and then tell it to clean up the prompt, right? So as this example, let's use something for podcasting. So I would like to turn my podcast episode into an interactive workbook. So I want you to take the transcript and turn it into an interactive workbook. And I don't know, I need some things in the workbook that make it good for people. So make some suggestions. Like, you know, my podcast episode is an hour long. So I don't even know. It's okay. You don't have to know. The biggest mistake is like people are like, well, I have to know everything before I can complete it. So I meant to do something else with that. So I'm going to take what I just dictated right there and I'm going to go to the front of it and tell ChatGPT, clean up this prompt for clarity and impact. And then push go. And now ChatGPT will take your brain dump and turn it into a clean prompt. So now here's the prompt. I'd like to transform, that's what I was trying to say, my 1 hour podcast into an interactive workbook. Please take the transcript and structure it into workbook format. Include elements and make the workbook engaging and valuable, such as Also suggest additional ideas to make this workbook truly stand out and keep readers engaged. So now if you didn't know how to prompt, you don't have to know it. Just do your brain dump. That's what I call it. Step one is brain dump. Step two is put this in front of your brain dump. Clean up this prompt for clarity and impact or however you want it cleaned up. And then it will actually create a prompt for you to give ChatGPT, like it's a prompt for ChatGPT. And then you can tell it, you can say, okay, turn this into a mega prompt for ChatGPT. And watch what it does. All right. And so now it's turning it into this amazing prompt. You're an expert instructional designer and workbook creator. Your task is to take the transcript of 1 hour podcast. Here's what I want you to do step by step. Analyze a transcript. So I just tried this one day and it worked. Just saying I wanted a better prompt. So I said, turn it into a mega prompt. And it did. And so now this prompt is even so much better than this prompt, which is way better than my brain dump. So now when people say, oh, I can't do it because I don't even know what to ask it to do. You don't need to know what to ask it to do. Just start at a brain dump and then keep going from there.
Lord have mercy. And this is only three tools. We only touched on Chat, Perplexity, and we just sprinkled in Claude. We said, here you go, Claude. But there's still so much more.
Well, Claude is still working hard.
And it's still I forgot about it. Look, it's still going. All right. Okay. We may not have enough time to cover up because there's more tools in this from what I understand.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay. We'd be here all night.
We may. I know we can't spend too much time. I know we have to get you out of here very soon. Before we let you go, I'm curious to know, with everything that you see going on, and once again, there's still so much more for us to cover. A lot of the conversation right now is not only where we are right now with AI, but where we see AI headed. I mean, I'm seeing individuals talking about companies are going to be run 100% by AI and you're only going to need the owner and then everything else after that is AI-wise. What do you see happening within this landscape over the course of the next 5 to 7 years that people can start preparing for today?
Yeah. I mean, let's just talk about in the next few months, right? We're seeing more and more AI integration. These tools are competing with each other. So they're getting better. I used to say at the speed of light, but now I say they're getting better at the speed of AI. Like they're just advancing so quickly. In fact, by the end of this podcast and I get, you know, back in the car and I look at the advancements that have happened, a ton of things will have happened while we're just sitting here in this room. So it's moving really quickly. But that doesn't mean that the adoption has been really quick. So we're still in the early stages of AI. So I would tell any entrepreneur, like for today, the thing that you need to do is look at what problems do I have that AI can solve? What's taking up so much of my time that I wish AI could solve? What team members do I wish that I had that I can go back to ChatGPT and say, let's scroll up here, you're an expert instructional designer and workbook creator.
Yeah.
And I can have AI step into these roles to fill these gaps in my organizational chart of my business, right? And so once you start to do that, you are really stepping into the future and the future is now. So where do we see it going? Well, in the near future, you know, we're seeing so much more AI integration. Every team's org chart is going to, I'm gonna show you mine real quick. These are slides from an event that I'm about to speak at called InvestFest, but this is my marketing department org chart. And my sister Lorette's at the top of the org chart. And in green, those are humans, and all of the rest are AI agents. So these are team members that are artificial intelligence, and they have different roles. And the humans on the team are using these AI agents to complete the different tasks that we need to get done in our business. And let me tell you something, our sales copy is converting better than ever before. And we've been doing sales copy for 25 years, and we've hired some of the world's best copywriters. And our sales copy conversion rate is amazing right now. So everybody that works on our, you know, ads team and stuff, they're like, your copy is converting really well. But, and they come back and compliment me. And I go back and I said, ChatGPT, we did a really good job. Our copy's converting really well. Everything that we're doing is in collaboration with AI, and that shaves off time, expenses, you know, all of this, so that we can go from idea to execution in record time. So I created sales copy for a complete funnel. We had a team meeting. We said, this is what we're going to do. I said, okay, I'm going to spend the next hour creating all the sales copy, the email copy, the retargeting campaigns, the copy for all of the ads. You know, done in 48 minutes, sent it over to the team that put the sales copy up on the page, and we're good to go. And the campaign is launched by the end of the day, which would have taken 30 days. We would have had a 30-day timeline going back and forth between copywriters right. and all these people that I don't have on my team. I would have had to outsource that and hire somebody else. So I can go from idea to execution in record time right now, which has done really well for me and my business.
Attention business owners, are you tired of getting denied for business credit because your personal credit is still holding you back? You have the business, you have the vision, but every single time that you apply, lenders hit you with the same brick wall time after time again, your credit report. You see, here at Takeoff Financial, we use advanced consumer law strategies to get every negative item removed from your credit report. Things like collections, charge-offs, late payments, delinquent student loans, and so much more. And best of all, it's fully done for you. Our team sends out the dispute letters, files the complaints, and handles everything needed to get your credit to the finish line, which means you don't have to lift a finger, and we'll do all the heavy lifting needed to put you in position to finally get approved for business credit. So if you're ready to stop getting denied and start getting funded, head over to takeofffinancial.com to book a free consultation with me and my team to see how we can put you in position to get one step closer to your funding goals.
Ladies and gentlemen, the future is here, and it's not called AI, it's called Alicia Little. to call a spade a spade. I'm so thankful I was able to have you on here. Once again, I'm hurt because I know we have to get you out of here. But listen, we got to get this episode to 100,000 views so she has to come back, because there's other tools we got to jump into. As we're getting you out of here, of course, let the people know where they can find you.
Sure.
And also how they can get connected with you and what you have going on.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much.
Of course.
So I'm really active on Instagram and on LinkedIn, and you can just find me, Alicia Little. So that's how to spell my name, Alicia Little. So I'm active on Instagram mostly. And then I always have these summits that I do every month. So they used to be yearly, and I used to do it every year, but now I'm doing it every month. So it's AIMarketingSummit2025.com mm-hmm. is the domain name, and then you can just go there and you could connect with me, and we can, I teach free AI all the time. I really love this, and I think that the entrepreneurs who don't step into this are gonna get left behind. So I'm spreading a wide message to say,
yes, you are.
Today is your day. Reach in, look at how you can leverage AI and just ride it all the way to the bank and mm-hmm. enjoy it. AI is fun, you know?
Yes, it is.
So follow me on social media. Come to my marketing summit, AIMarketingSummit2025.com. And then if you have any questions, you can always ask me on social. I'm always looking for questions to answer.
There we go. Ms. Little, thank you so much for
thank
coming on
so
here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Most importantly, thank each and every single one of you guys for tuning into this episode. And if you haven't already, what are you doing? Take a second, take a minute, take an hour out of your day right here, right now to show this episode some love. Tell a friend to tell a friend to come back, rewatch it again. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Marvin Francois. That's the always incredible Miss Alicia Little. You guys have been good. We've been great. This has been amazing. Thank you all. God bless. And until next time, peace.